I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Judah, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. It shall crush the forehead of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheth. Numbers 24:17. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:26-29.
Numbers 24:17 promises the destruction of Israel's enemies by one brought forth from Jacob. When the angel appeared to Mary, he unfolded and explained God's plan to her. The newly conceived son would be the one to reign over the house of Jacob forever and bring salvation to God's people by destroying its enemies, fulfilling what Numbers 24:17 had prophesied. Mary's response to the angel was exemplary. "Let it be to me according to your word." The word that would become flesh and dwell among us was the promised ruler from Jacob, the one to crush the head of God's enemies. The only way for God to truly and finally redeem his people would be through the final defeat of Satan, sin, and death. Since Adam and Eve succumbed to the devil's wiles, darkness held dominion over the earth. Because of King Jesus, Satan and sin have been conquered, and we look forward in expectation to the day when Jesus places his final enemy, death, under his feet in victory. Questions to consider. How long would Mary's son reign over the house of Jacob? How did Mary respond to the news of Jesus? What is the last enemy to be placed under Jesus' feet in victory?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.